living animals found inside stone. Life provides us with some pretty strange things. Some of these things are mysteries which seem to indicate something which is considered impossible by every measure has happened. I am not talking about anything paranormal, rather I am talking about things which we have been taught just don't happen. For example, could a living, breathing organism be found in a rock which is thousands or millions of years old? The answer has turned out to be yes. There are many strange stories about frogs and lizards that were encased in solid stone but revived when the stone was broken. Yes, revived, as strange as this sounds. How long have these creatures been encased? Before I get into this, it makes me wonder if we will ever find a dinosaur inside a huge rock in a mountain or somewhere which will come back to life if the stone is cracked. Sounds like a plot for a science fiction movie. But the only reason I bring this up is we are talking about lizards and amphibians in the article. Julian Huxley, a famous biologist, was sent a letter from Devonshire, England. A gas fitter was breaking up a concrete floor and found something he thought was unbelievable. He said his co-worker was using a sledge to break up the floor when suddenly he saw a tiny frog leg sticking out from the floor. They both bent down to get a closer look. And they saw a frog. They cut the concrete very carefully and released 23 frogs, which after a couple of minutes hopped away. How can the fact frogs were in cement and when it was broken, they revived be true? In Fort Worth, Texas in 1975, workers were breaking up concrete they had laid more than a year before. A turtle crawled out. When they examined the concrete, there was a hole shaped like the turtle. The turtle must have been caught when the concrete was poured and it survived without food, air or water for over 1 year. This makes you wonder how long the turtle could have survived. Maybe the turtle was affected by something in the cement which put it into a state of hibernation, but even in hibernation I would have suspect some air was needed to live. A toad estimated to be over 6,000 years old was freed from its stony prison in 1865. By excavators in Durham, England. The live toad was found in a block of magnesium limestone 25 feet underground. Its eyes were reported to be especially bright, its hind claws were particularly long and the claws of its forefeet were turned in. It grew darker in color, from a pale color matching the stone it was found in to a darker olive brown. It appeared to have difficulty breathing as it made a barking sound from its nostrils. Is there an explanation for this seemingly long hibernation without air, food or water? It looks like there isn't yet. Doesn't a body need nourishment and liquid to survive? That is what we all have been taught. There are many theories bouncing around explaining how this could happen, but they are just theories and nothing more. One such theory states nutrients and air filter through the stone into the animal. But this doesn't begin to explain the extreme longevity of the animal. What is really strange is that many of these animals are found hundreds of feet deep and the stone they are in is thousands of years old or older. This just boggles the mind. Is there a human somewhere on the planet which had been covered with stone and yet hasn't died and who might be recovered someday? I might as well tell you my theory. I think not being able to move and expend energy has something to do with the longevity of lizards and amphibians. There doesn't seem to be any limitation to the type of rock animals are found in either. A Mr. W. J. Clark in Rugby, England had a toad jump out of a lump of coal he had put in the fire. The toad didn't have a mouth and was transparent but lived over 5 weeks. There was a company in London called the Stereoscopic Company which was selling pictures of the animal. This almost sounds as if the toad could have been born inside the coal since he was not entirely formed, not having a mouth. In 1865, Scientific American talked about a miner named Moses Gaines and how he found a toad inside a large boulder. The toad was strange in that its eyes were much larger than toads of its day. Later Scientific American stated, many well authenticated stories of the finding of live toads and frogs in solid rock are on record. One would not think finding live animals in rocks and concrete would be this common. Not all encased animals are encased in stone. The Uitenhage Times of South Africa in 1876 printed a story about lumberjacks cutting a tree. Encased inside the tree were many small toads. They were in a small hole inside the tree. When the tree was cut, they hopped away. In 1853, a live horned lizard was freed from a block of solid stone. It was sent to the Smithsonian Institution. The lizard only lived 2 days after being freed. There is an interesting fact here, and it is the animals which seem to be able to survive in stone and other materials all seem to be cold-blooded. I don't know what is going on here, but it certainly is worth study. If these amphibians are capable of stopping their bodily functions for years or even thousands of years at a time, might this not be useful to NASA or medical science in general? Think of a trip through space and suddenly tragedy strikes, and the ship's atmosphere is lost and the ship is still about a year out from Earth with nowhere it can stop. If people had the ability to survive by stopping their breathing and yet remaining alive in some sort of hibernation, this could be quite a trick. Two of the early Russian cosmonauts died when their returning ship lost its atmosphere. Another handy thing which has appeared in many science fiction stories is sleeper spaceships. These are ships where the trip is so long people have to be put asleep to conserve air and food. Perhaps this technology could be developed by studying the lizards and such. In any event, there is certainly something here to study, and there is a good chance we might be able to adapt it to our needs.